Welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
The thought of the day is, be still and know that I am God. That is Psalm 46:10. Let me see if I can find that for us this morning. A whole lot of things going on in society, and at the end of the day, you know, we got to try to figure out where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Where's what at? You know, where's the way out of here to heaven? And one of the best ways to do that is to get into God's Word and understand what His plan is for you. So I wish you the best on that, and I think you'll get something out of this. Because there's a whole lot to this Psalm 46. So let's get started. We'll read a verse here. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Sometimes I try to make people happy. Sometimes I maybe even try to make people unhappy. I don't know. But at the end of the day, when there's no place to go, no place to run, there is a calm assurance about being able to run to Jesus Christ and Him being your refuge. You can run this thing back through as far as you want, but if you really need like a mini definition of your refuge and your strength and a very present help, the writer says, an abundantly available help. You're not going to have all the answers. I'm not going to have all the answers. All these things that are swirling and all these things that are going on, you know, that's just life. You know, maybe it's in your workplace. Maybe it's on the kids' little league team. Maybe it's, you know, something you wanted a promotion and couldn't get it, or all the aggravation, all the problems. There is a refuge, and I love Saturday mornings. I'm getting started a little bit late this morning. But I love the time when I can just simply sit down like this and realize that it's just God and me. I mean, I could tell you a bunch of stories. I could tell you what I've done, what you've done, what you should do, what I should do, whatever. At the end of the day, Jesus Christ died for me on the cross, and that's all I can take care of. I've got a job to do. I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I'm a son of God. My job is to go and tell the world, Acts 1:8 tells me. So I'm going to do what I can do. But at the end of the day, all you can do is take the information and make the best judgment. It's all we can do. We're all in that same boat. But the deal is, if you get outside of the Bible for your truth, you're looking for your own situation. So here's God. He is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. Boy, I tell you what, there's trouble all over. There's many things that could be going through our minds this morning. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried away in the midst of the sea. See? Therefore, will not we fear. We're not going to fear anything. We're not going to be concerned about anything because the refuge, my hiding place, is in Jesus because Jesus is in me. It says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, there is a river and a stream shall be made glad, the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. See, the idea of this is, as the psalmist is writing, okay, he's telling them, thank you, Lord, for the deliverance that you've showed us so far, okay? The key to this thing in three different ideas is, number one, God is a place of security. When all else is insecure and you don't know where to turn and you have no clue what's going on, God will be there to protect you. Second thing we get into here as we come on down, we start to realize that God, He's protecting the city. Said there in Abraham when the angels of the Lord or angel of the Lord and whoever was with him visited Abraham. Abraham said, will you spare the city? Okay. Well, let's see what he says. He says, there is a river, there are streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. See, because it's total protection in the presence of God in the Most High place, meaning heaven, we can expect to have problems down here. We can expect things will happen. But verse 7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. See? It says in verse 6, it says, the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Now think about that for a second. The heathen raised. Hey, listen, the confusion, the chaos, the lack of discipline, the moral decline, all the problems of society are just churning right now. And it's really kind of funny to see how the blame's being laid out for that. Because in a moment, all these things could be prolonged if we just said we're going to put Jesus back in charge, because Jesus in this Bible is the God of peace. But anyway, another story. So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. So what's the desolation? He's demolished. See, desolate, demolished, probably are kind of related to each other. Okay? The works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder, but he burneth the chariot in the fire. And here was where we were going to this morning. See, all the things, all the confidence that we can have in the Lord, okay, is that God's authority is ultimate. See? All men, all women who are saved are called upon to consider God's work and submit to his authority. You think you got problems in this world today? You really don't. If you're Jesus's, you don't. You might think you got a problem. You may think your heart's broken. You may think you got all these different things going on. And in your mind, they may be. But I'm telling you, God is your refuge. There's nothing going to take you from the hand of God. The pity and the sadness needs to be for those that don't recognize the situation. You see? But there is an unshakable confidence that this psalmist has in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's mentioned here in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. See, every heathen, every scoundrel, every person that thinks that they don't need Jesus, and everybody that fights and argues and creates the chaos of the world, that's the heathen. And guess what? It all will come to naught. I will be exalted in the earth. Exalted, lifted up. I will be praised. I will be honored. I am the God. It says here in verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, what about that? See, God's got this thing covered. Whatever's going on in your life today, if you're saved, you're covered. Now, if you're going through a bunch of chaos and a bunch of aggravation and in your life, you're like, man, what is going on here? Now, you could be under conviction. Now, the conviction is this. The conviction is that you need to make a decision for Jesus Christ today. You see? You need to decide what Jesus Christ is going to be in your life. Is he going to be something that you just pick up whenever you get time? Is he going to be a place that you praise or... take church, for example. Maybe you're just going to, when you've got some spare time, you'll check into church. And you don't want to sit too close to the front because you don't want to get too involved. You don't want to get involved in any real projects because you don't want to take away from your own time. You see? That's the one thing you got to really be careful in church is, you know, you want to go where there's a lot being done for the Lord, but at the same time, You don't want to go somewhere that's so big that they don't need you. And then because they don't need you, you go and you don't grow, because you almost got to be forced into growing as a Christian. You ever notice that? It's hard to grow on your own, and that's what the fellowship and the church and everything are for, is so people can go. It's like a workshop for sinners, I heard somebody say one time. So what are we doing there? We're trying to get people to a position where they're reading their Bible and they're studying and they're praying and they're just meditating. You can't read this Bible like a novel. Look at these verses that we've looked at this morning. There's a great message in here. You know, I could get prettier as a preacher as far as prettier words and prettier stories, but at the end of the day, you see, the truth of God, the Bible, the way it's laid out, it doesn't need my help. He doesn't need me to embellish. He doesn't need me to add to. He doesn't need me to take away from this Bible. Folks, there's nothing in this world. There's nothing in this world more important than what you and Jesus talk about when it's just you and Jesus. Because I'm telling you, I don't care what's going on in your world. I've known some wonderful people, and when they leave out of here, it's just them and Jesus. Okay? I've known some less than wonderful people, and I figure in their last breaths, when they were sitting there at the house, they began to realize it was just them and Jesus. So if God is my refuge, it means I'm saved. I encourage you to be saved today. I'm encouraging you to lay down the fear, the regret, the aggravation, the hurt, the pain, all the things, okay, all the problems, all the things that are going on in your life, lay them down, because God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He's got this. How's he got it? He's got it from the mountaintops to the bottom of the ocean. He's got it from sea to shining sea. He's got it to the end of space. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10. Maybe it's a little shorter message than usual, but listen. Yesterday we talked about let not your heart be troubled. There's nothing to be troubled about. There is one heaven. There is one God. There is one church. Don't matter where you're at. Two or three gather together in his name, Jesus will be in the midst. But the thing is, don't use whatever's going on in your life as a reason to miss church, because the devil would be in that. You've got to be in a church. You've got to be learning. You've got to be doing. You've got to be growing, because there's no staying equal in this thing. You're either moving forward with Jesus or you're moving away from him. So if you happen to be one that's moving away this morning, get back into it. Open this Bible up, read a little bit. Man, we waste enough time of a day, we could be Bible experts. I'm just speaking for my own self. But I wish you the best. I want the best for you. Listen, if you don't know Jesus and you're listening to this and you want to know, how can I know for sure that I'm saved? We can help you with that, because God's got the plan. He loves you. He wants you to surrender. But just turn over there in Romans 10:9 and read that verse. Because it'll tell you that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see where we're at there? Don't prove nothing. Don't have to go to a class. Don't have to be in a four-year degree. You confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We just basically read that, didn't we? Talking about he will be exalted among the heathen and the whole earth. He's going to be exalted in the earth. There'll be a day when Jesus Christ will sit at the head of all tables. Let me give you another one in John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What does that mean? Okay. Jesus, in his own words, says, if you hear my words and you believe on him that sent me, God the Father, that you have everlasting life, you will not come into condemnation. What does that mean? I'm not going to be condemned because it said in 46:1 in Psalms, Psalm 46:1, it says, God is my refuge. He's my strength. Listen, I don't get my power from people. I don't get my strength from people. I don't get my highs and lows from people. Okay? And people that allow other people to rule your life, you better be careful. You better read a little bit in the Bible on this. Now, it says, I shall not come into condemnation. Why? Because I've believed on God. I believed on Jesus. So I am passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Now, John 20:31 says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing ye may have life through his name. What are you following today? Oh, our preacher's beautiful. Listen, if you're following your preacher, you're in real trouble, okay? Oh, you should hear our Sunday school teacher. Oh, you should hear the singing. All that's beautiful. But let me tell you something. You got to get past it. You say, what do you mean you got to get past it? You got to get between you and Jesus. There's where the power is. See, Jesus has the master plan. All this other stuff, it's going to pass away. All the silliness of the day, it's going to pass away. All the chaos, it's all temporary. But at the end of the day, you see, at the end of the day, it's you and Jesus. Is he your refuge? Is he your refuge? Okay? Is he your refuge? Where do you run to hide? Well, I got a best friend. Well, I've got this. Well, I've got that. Well, I hide in the bottle. Remember that? People talk about that all the time. So at the end of the day, where are we with all this? We got problems. We got problems on every front. But guess what? Jesus has the master plan. Jesus has the keys to life. And you know, if you look at the timeline of a person's life, the Bible says that life is a vapor. But with Jesus, there's an eternity to be had, to be spent with Jesus Christ. Oh, sure, you're looking at problems today if you're lost and never been saved and never trusted Jesus. Sure, you think I can't do it. Sure, you think that there's just no way that Jesus can do this. There's just no way Jesus could cure this. There's no way that Jesus could do whatever your problem is. It's just human nature. But at the end of the day, the Lord has a plan. At the end of the day, God is in control. At the end of the day, God's going to not only win the battle for himself, because he already has, but at the end of the day, he's won the battle for you because you had the sin nature about yourself that you couldn't cure. But Jesus Christ can. I hope you find Jesus on the way. Listen, he's not lost. I know it's an old saying, you know, find Jesus. But listen, Jesus is not the one that's lost. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Listen, we love you in Jesus. We want you to get saved. We want you to be what God wants you to be. So go forward and do the things Jesus would have you do. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to always teach this Sunday school class, and I hope to be here in 20 years still doing it.